everyone. This is David. Welcome back behind the velvet robe. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by music legend, icon, someone who was part of the most famous group of all time, someone who has sold a combined solo and group over 100 million records, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Let's just welcome Mr. Tito Jackson.
Hello. How are you, David?
I am good. How are you doing today?
Fine. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, Tito, it is much deserved and nothing was exaggerated. How are you? How have you been doing? You have a new album that you wrote during quarantine. What is it like writing music during lockdown?
This is one of the greatest things that I've experienced it because I had nothing else on the schedule. So I had ample time, you know, to call the friends. Friends weren't doing anything either except for having time to record with me. They couldn't tell me that, oh man, I'm swamped with touring or writing songs or whatever. You know, I knew they were at home quarantined just as I was. So here, I'm going to send you this file and you put your vocals on. This is what I'll do, a rough thing of what should be saying. Then I'll send all that over and you can do it. So that's what happened. I called in all my favors that other celebrities had been sent over the years. So let's do something together or whatever. Man, I'd love to do a track with you or whatever they say. You know, I called them in on that.
Well, when Tito Jackson calls and you're calling in those favors, people didn't say no, did they?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. A few didn't call back immediately, and they called, but it was a little too late. I'm not going to mention their names. But no, I got a lot of cooperation from people like Stevie Wonder, George Benson, Bobby Rush, Marlon Jackson, my brother, and Kenny Neal, and Steve Powell, Icebuck, Coloretta King, you name it. They're on these compositions.
You see, Tito, this is what happens when you're in the public eye since a young age like you. You already anticipate the questions I was about to ask you. Well, who didn't call you back? But let's focus on Stevie Wonder. I mean, you know, your brothers were on this record too, but what is it like working with Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder is a dream. He's a very, very nice guy. And he's very talented, as we all know. And he was eager to do this project for me. He happens to be a far away cousin, I should say. Just not the song he performed on Love One Another, which is the single track out now. And it has a message in it about the world loving one another, you know, and he basically jumped right in there. And what's so nice about it, not just Stevie Wonder, but when I got ready to record the video, I had all type of participation from other celebrities who wanted to do cameos in my video. So I have family members as well as Kardashian families, Magic Johnson type, and all type of people.
It is a really great video. And this album, Under Your Spell, I mean, it has, you know, it's blues. Like, what inspired this musical inspiration now?
Well, we started performing blues way back before Motown, believe it or not. The Jacksons did about 5 blues songs, the Jackson 5 prior to Motown, in their show as well. My parents always played blues. My uncle and father got together on weekends, played blues, and they played blues records around the house. And at the time when the Jackson 5 were doing the club dates for Motown, we had about 5 blues songs in our show. And because we were playing places like Guys and Gals in Chicago, Peppermint Lounge, and High Chaparral, what have you. And after that, we signed with Motown, and the only time I got to do blues on stage was when there was an accident. Maybe Michael's microphone went out, or he split his pants, or one of the other brothers had the same incident. And they would holler out, "Tito, play some blues," you know, and that hardly happened. You know, that happened maybe 2 or 3 times along my career, you know, and I never touched it. And I were playing you know, and doing blues at a much younger age. I was recording a record, but we left Motown at that time and went on to Epic Records. And my brothers had solos. Jackie, Jermaine, Michael all had solo records, and they were planning on doing a solo record on each of the brothers. And when mine was getting done, we left, as I said. And I had kids later, got married, and I said, how in the heck am I going to support a solo career? You know, doing blues or whatever I had chosen to do. And to be on the road with this tremendous schedule of the Jackson 5. So I decided to wait. Then I had children, and that put me on the back burner for doing wanting to do. I want to raise my sons, you know, as the young men. And now is the time. I said, I can always have time to do this music later in life. And now here I am later.
I love it. Well, speaking of the Jackson 5, like when you look back, I mean, what is it like, you know, to be part of really the most iconic group in music history?
Well, you know, at the time when the Jackson 5 was really strong back in the 70s, I don't think none of the brothers really understood the impact that we were presenting until we got older. After the Victory Tour, we had time to take a rest finally in our life or career, and people would come up to some of us, if not all of us, at individual times and say, you know, my wedding song was I'll Be There. You, I hate to say this like this, but my first son was conceived on this song or that song, and I was hearing, and I said to myself, people really are liking and listening to the music, you know. Sometimes people will tell you things that's not what they really feel. And, you know, we were just so excited for playing around the world, performing for the Queen of England. I remember going to school and telling the classroom that I had been to Buckingham Palace and did a show for the Queen. And this for the Jackson 5 was getting out there so everybody would know the Jackson 5 as they did. And some people didn't believe what I was saying, you know, but when I showed them pictures, you know, back then, because you couldn't doctor or whatever they do to photographs today, you couldn't do that back then. And their mouths just hit the ground.
Right. Like you have a school vacation, you come back and you're like, well, I just played for the Queen of England. And they're like, just go sit down, Tito. Like, yeah, come on out. Right. Like, that's a nice fantasy.
Go tell that story to somebody else.
Exactly. I mean, do you ever feel like you missed out on like a quote unquote normal childhood or?
At times I do, because I do remember I am the second oldest member in the Jackson 5, the third oldest child in the family. I remember when I was 8 years old that I got to play Little League baseball for a year prior to the music start. And that was a lot of fun. That's about the only thing I did as a child. I've always wanted to be a Boy Scout, but never happened. And do other things. But I started working very young. I started carrying newspapers when I was like 10 or 11 years old and doing the music thing at the same time. So missed out. You know, my father always used to tell his sons, you know, you guys are only going to be young and kids for a short period of time. What I have to prepare you for in this world is to be men, strong young men, and have a foundation. And that's basically what happened, you know. My father understood the game of life, and you're only a child, maybe 10 years that you can really remember. You know, but the rest of your life, you're a grown adult responsible for your own endeavors or whatever, you know.
Yeah. So. Do you get as stressed out when planning a vacation as I do? Where to go, what to do, where to stay? I definitely needed some extra help in choosing the perfect spot for my next vacation. And that is why I turned to Apple Vacations. They're great. They're known as America's favorite vacation company for good reason. Just think of them, and this is music to my ears, as your one-stop shop for that next level summer vacation. Apple Vacations will help you plan your entire getaway with confidence from start to finish. We're talking personalized service, exceptional values, and so much more. Plus, you can choose the most gorgeous destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Hawaii, and the continental US. Each all-inclusive Apple Vacations package includes round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, meals, drinks, entertainment, and tips. Nonstop transfers are also included at no additional cost at select hotels. So the entire vacation is as seamless as possible. For a limited time, you can use promo code SAND75. That's SAND75 and take $75 off your stay at Live Aqua in Cancun or Punta Cana. Just go to applevacations.com/BTVR to get the steal of a deal to your favorite Live Aqua resort today. Again, just go to applevacations.com/BTVR to get this amazing deal at your favorite Live Aqua resort today. Yeah, no, I mean, that's good advice. What about like you guys? I mean, Jackson Mania was everywhere back then. Like as you guys became like global superstars, you know, like did you and Michael get closer? Like, did this bring you closer as brothers and the other brothers? Like, cause you were going through it with family members.
Oh yeah. We were always close, even up to today. You know, the brothers have a closeness that the world knows it's there, but I don't think they really understand how it's there. You know, we've done everything together our entire life from toddlers to today, you know, and
yeah,
just doesn't feel right not to be that way. You know, we lend each other. I just got a call from one of my brothers telling me what my next single should be and how I should do it. And I should go back in the studio and do a remix on it and add this to it and that. So we get that all the time. We're our best critics and we listen to each other projects prior to the release.
That's good. What about, I mean, you guys were close to Diana Ross back then. Are you still in touch with her? And tell us about Diana.
Not as often as we were back then, but Diana Ross is a beautiful young lady. She used to treat us like kids. We were kids, I should say, but we thought we were old. They used to call Michael the oldest young man in the world because that no one understood his vocal ability, you know, but she treated us like our mom did. Very kind, very nice, made sure that we ate, made sure that we got our teeth brushed prior to going to bed because we stayed with her for a short period after we had signed our deal with Motown and we were recording our first hits.
Diana's a legend. What about, I mean, you met so many celebrities, you know, through all your music, both solo and with the Jacksons. Like, do you have any favorite celebrity experiences, and are you the type to get starstruck? Or, I mean, you know, Tito, you've met everyone.
I don't think I get starstruck for music. You know, when I'm starstruck, just more for baseball or something like that. You know,
you guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
I enjoy baseball tremendously. So, I think the first part of your question was,
You've met everyone who's anyone, you know, I mean, you know, any great like celebrity experiences, you know, like maybe even when you were younger, you know, and you weren't so in the business.
Well, we've had a lot of experience. I remember being auditioned for Motown for the very first time back in the 60s. Barry Gordy was in the room watching the audition. He didn't say much. He came over to us and said, your first three records are going to go number one. And he made the first four go number one. And the fifth one went number two. And then he said, tomorrow, I want you to come to my house and do a performance because I'm giving a birthday party for Diana Ross and I want you guys to perform. At the performance was the Temptations, the Four Tops, Supremes, you name it. They all were there. And our show was songs of theirs. So here we are singing their songs to them. And that was so nerve-wracking. Being judged or whatever you want to call it by the people who actually made the records. They loved us, embraced it, welcomed us to the family.
That is nerve-wracking. Well, someone I get starstruck by, I saw you had a picture on your Instagram. I've done a deep dive into your Instagram, Kim Kardashian.
Uh-huh. Well, Kim Kardashian goes way back, even before her fame and the OJ situation with her dad being OJ's attorney goes back because my youngest son used to date Kim. He was her first boyfriend. And we go way back from that. What a beautiful young lady. She's always been a flower, just sweet girl. And we became friends, not just friends of her, but friends of the entire family. Then my middle son dated Kourtney Kardashian. So, you know, I thought they were going to marry these girls at the time. They were dating them when they were very young before Kardashians were very popular. But yeah, we have a lot of participation on the Love One Another video from the Kardashian family, Magic Johnson, Chris Tucker, my mom, Janet, my brothers, all of these artists and celebrities are performing in my video because we're trying to tell the world to love one another, you know, and Stevie Wonder is heading that song. So it's a great composition and I'm proud of the response of it.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. Listen, life is full of stress. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. Life is stressful. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, like mine, your temper is shorter than usual, like mine, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. Try it out. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. It's a great message. I love that you got your family involved. Would you ever go on a tour? You know, like just say you and the other brothers, Janet, Latoya, Reed, would you ever do like a full family Jacksons tour with all of you?
That's been talked about for so many years. And that's very possible. Hopefully that can happen. You know, we can have the entire family on stage, you know, separately at once, however we plan to do it. But that would be a great package.
That would be great. It's just hard getting everyone's schedules aligned.
Exactly.
Is it true that you guys, I mean, I read, I don't know if this is true, that you were working with Michael, like, you know, at the time of his passing, like there was possibly going to be, you guys were going to reunite.
Yeah, yeah. Michael was scheduled to do the O2 Arena over in the UK in London. And we were planning on adding on to a show at the end of that tour run and continuing from there. So that was the plans, but never came into fruition, and we all know why. So, you know, so we decided that we'll continue, you know, to perform and do what we do. The world still loves the Jacksons, and Michael would want us to continue as well. So that's what we work with that.
Absolutely. There's such a love for all of you, and you guys all have such great, diverse music. Like when you are like, you know, we do all know why the tour didn't happen. Like when something happens, like, and there's a tragedy, like what happened to Michael, like, is it easier when the whole world is like mourning with you, or is that not, as that makes it even harder?
That's, it's harder. It's harder because mourning is something that's very much needed, and it's hard to get over, especially when it's a sibling, a family member, mom, dad, uncle, whatever. And the thing with the mourning for me, and I'm pretty sure it's the same for other family members. If we wasn't a family of fame, and we wouldn't be reminded. I'm reminded constantly that my brother passed away. You know, you can be at the market or gas station or wherever, and people will come over to me and say, I'm sorry, you know, about your brother passing or whatever. So it's, you can't forget it, although you don't want to forget it, but it's other people bring that sadness or that moment to you in times you're not expecting it.
Right. And if you weren't famous, they wouldn't be. And
that's
you,
right. They wouldn't even know.
Right. So that must, I mean, does that happen like every day when you're just living your life?
When I'm out, yes. Yes, when I'm out, yes, it does.
That can't be easy.
And as we all know, Michael was a major celebrity star. He was tremendous, so he's well known. So.
Absolutely. How is the rest of your family doing? How's your mom? How's Latoya?
My mom is doing well. You know, I'm proud of my mom. She's healthy and good spirit and doing very well. And my sister, my oldest sister, Reedy, is doing a great job of looking out after her well-being and health.
That's great. How is Janet as a mom?
Janet's a fantastic mother. I never thought Janet would be a mother, you know, of all things. But I think it's natural for the females in my family to be good moms, because my mom was a good mom. And so I think that just comes with their being. I would classify Janet as a good mother.
Do you like being Uncle Tito?
I love being Uncle Tito. It has a ring to me.
Kind of. And how proud are you of your own sons with T3?
Oh, I'm so proud of 3T. 3T. They came to a Jackson concert when they were little babies and picking on the rhinestones, asking, Dad, are these real diamonds? You know, and this whole thing. They enjoyed the show, ran home, grabbed brooms and mops, put on the records and start acting like us. And this, I said, you guys really like the show? They said, yeah, Dad, we want to be like you guys and this and that. I said, we don't put on records and play brooms and mops. We really make the sounds. And I said, if you want to be like us, you have to really learn how to play instruments and really sing these songs. So I learned that they were really trying. They were singing around the house, and I opened up a keyboard to them, let them start playing with the instruments or whatever, and got them some lessons, and they were starting to sound a little good, you know, and not put them on rehearsal schedules and things like that. Recorded the demo on them like 3 years later. They were in a contract with, they didn't sign it, but Motown had offered them a contract. And Michaels had said, you know, that's very, very good that Motown's giving you guys a contract, but I think that you guys should be with Epic Records. And that's when Epic had offered them their first, second contract, but they signed with Epic. Then they were moved down to MJJ Records, which I felt would be a better situation, having their uncles look over their record career.
Why didn't Michael tell them that Epic was probably the right way to go for Motown?
Because Epic has a tremendous reach there. Reaches were at that time a little stronger than Motown internationally.
Did you ever want them not to go into this business, you know, knowing it's a hard business, or you were all for it?
No, I'm all for whatever. I support what my kids wanted to do. They were great athletes as well. I wanted them to be athletes more than entertainers, but I let them make that decision, which was a mistake because I should have pushed them both. And I've always said to myself, show business, as far as an artist looking at the business, is what you make of it. If you want to be a drug addict and whatever, that's what you're going to be, whether you're in show business or whatever. So I think it has a lot to do with the personality of the person, how they were brought up as a child, carried on to adult, knowing how to conduct yourself and respect others. All that has to play into the artistry of being an entertainer. So it's what you make of it.
You think that's what it is, right? Like, it has nothing to do with the business. You look at like these other child stars that, like, you know, like Free Britney and like Demi Lovato, like just that have taken a different path. It's not the business.
Well, you have to have a business sense, and you have to have a great team. But as far as you keeping your head on straight and enjoying the business for what it is, that takes upbringing. You know, that's the way you were raised as a child, and understanding and being a religious person and all of the above, you know. So that's the way I look at it.
That makes sense. What about, you know, there's been a lot of boy bands since the Jacksons, like New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. Like, have there been any boy bands that you put your stamp of approval on? You're like, that's my favorite.
Well, I don't like to pick and choose because I think every group has their talents, you know. But the only person that I would really certify to a point that say that they're doing music in a good sense today, not talking about the Backstreet era or the NSYNC era, is Bruno Mars. His music is real, and he expresses the music properly, I feel. You know, he's a Jackson fan, of course, and I was a certified Bruno Mars for sure.
There's so many people in your position that I speak to that his name is the one that, like, 98% of the people tell me is, like, their favorite.
Well, his music is real. You know, the music, a lot of the musics today are a copy or a spinoff of another song or a beat of another song, you know, but Bruno comes with, I mean, it's only so many notes and or instruments. He used the same stuff, but he seems to have it to know that live music, real music, is what it is. You know, it's the spirit, it's the feel of music, other than the feel of a computer.
Right. Does it bother you, like, where the music industry is now? Like, it is totally different than when.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, and I have to deal with what it is. I feel that when we were putting on vinyl phonographs, it just made sense. When you went to a music store, you got to look for, read the album, have a pre-listen or whatever, and you took something home, you know, that you had, and you could collect and put away. You know, today you hear a song, you can go to Spotify and hear it over and over. Don't have to pay for it or whatever. So it has difference. Back then, there was record sales, you know, as far as vinyls and whatever. Now we have record spins, you know, so it's changed.
I used to love getting my vinyl and just looking at it.
Yeah.
You know? Do you have a favorite tour that you guys have done? I mean, for me, it was all about the Victory Tour, but that's more a product of my age. So do you have a favorite tour that you've ever done?
Wow. I would like to say the very first tour, but I don't remember it. I have to say Triumph Tour was a lot of fun, and so was the Victory Tour, as you just mentioned. I enjoyed all the tours, all of them.
I think just having all of you, like I said, if there's ever a tour with all of the Jacksons, Janet, Latoya, Reedy, there is a market worldwide, let me tell you.
Oh, thank you. That's possible.
Do you think Janet's going to have any more children?
I don't know. You have to ask her that. That's a good question. I don't see it in her near future. I know she's going to have to be married and all these other things, so who knows?
Do you plan on touring with your new music that just came out?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know when, with the pandemic still in play and the virus still being spread, who knows when it's going to fully open or if they're going to close it in the next month or two. So right now I'm planning on possibly touring in 2022. I do have some spotted dates coming up in August.
I saw that.
Yes, with Mike Zito, I'm being featured on a few of his shows. And I have another show in Spain, I believe it is. So that's about all I have on the books right now.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
You can just keep making videos for the new album in the meantime with all your star-studded friends. Where is there anything else you want to bring up? This your new album, Under Your Spell, is great. Love One Another, I think, has such an important message for today's world.
Absolutely. And that was written for that same reason, because it's much needed today. We need to remind each other to love and respect each other. And it all starts right there. We can get that in our heads, we'll be in a much better place.
I think so, especially with like the pandemic and everything we've gone through. I think like this message is needed now more than ever.
Exactly. And this message is not directed to any group or people directly. It's directed to all groups, all people, all humans on this earth. No matter how you feel or think, think love and it be okay.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you want to discuss here? Thank you for answering all of my questions about.
I would just like to say, you know, I'm still enjoying what I do. And thank you to those who enjoy my music and has been Jackson supporters or Tito supporters throughout the year. Because without you guys, you know, I have no songs to sing. It wouldn't mean a thing. So as long as you're listening and liking it, I'm going to be here to give it to you. Thank you.
It's all great. I mean, what a talented family, you know? I mean,
thank you.
It's continuing for generations and it will for generations to come. So the music is great. Everyone needs to check out this new album. Where can everyone find you online?
Oh, they can find me in TitoJackson.com, and or they can find me Papa3T, which is my Instagram. And so, or, oh my gosh, TitoJackson5 at Twitter.
I'll like share that with everyone too, but I appreciate you taking your time to chat with me. Thank you for this new music, this new video, entertaining all my questions. And
thank you, David.
Keep in touch. Thank you so much, Tito.
Nice talking to you, David. Thank
you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.